Our guest on FFA today is Juni Fisher. She is a horse lover, an entertainer, and also a former FFA member. Juni, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Michael.
Thanks again, Juni. And let's start out, certainly a lot to talk about here with you, but I'd like to start on your love for horses. And I'm sure that's something you developed when you were a young FFA member.
Well, that's been a lifetime love and something that I've always done, either as a professional or now. I say this sort of tongue-in-cheek, now I can afford to have a non-pro card. Back when I was training, people say, oh, you should show, you know, drop that and show in the non-pro. And I can't afford to show in the non-pro. I need to be take a training horse to a show to be able to go to the shows to take my own horse. So it was something I'd always done and always loved. And now with my work the way it is on the road all the time, I don't have so much time to show unless I carve out the time. But I do have time at home to ride, and I can enjoy some things that I couldn't enjoy back when I was training full-time.
Well, on the flip side of things, you're also an entertainer. So tell us about your entertainment career.
Well, I'm a full-time Western entertainer. I do Western and folk music. And when I say Western, I mean think cowboy, think Ian Tyson instead of country. I don't do country music, although I've worked in country music in the past. But Western music has really been a good place for me to be. And I tour full-time. I've just been home now for about 5 weeks off the road. I'm home in Tennessee right now. But usually I'm out on the road, and I come home for maybe a month at a time, once in a great while. But the rest of the time I stay out, and I base in Central California, where my mom's place is. And I can base out of there and work out of the West Coast a lot easier than I can work out of Nashville. So my two horses live in California, one cutting horse that's just recently been retired, but we still trail ride her. And then I have a two-year-old in training out there as well. So something that I just have a lot of fun with, and some friends kind of dragged me kicking and screaming back into the cow horse world. I'd been retired for so long from that, but when they brought me back, I realized that it still makes my heart go pitter-patter, and and I still love the adrenaline. So I'm back in, and I've got a two-year-old in training that'll go to the Snafflebit Fraternity in 2017.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, a lifelong love for horses, and I imagine FFA had a lot to do with that, didn't it?
Well, it sure did. I started FFA in 1973. Now, when I was entering my freshman year at Strathmore High School in Central California, they didn't let girls take ag classes. I was told that the only way I could get in an ag class was to go on the waiting list, and as absolutely no boys wanted to be in the ag class and they had an opening, they might think about it, but that meant no. That meant no, I couldn't take ag classes. And we weren't allowed to take ag classes until I was a junior, I think, in high school. And so we could take ornamental horticulture, they told us. And we could be an FFA in ornamental horticulture starting in 1973. They would let girls join FFA at Strathmore High School. So I jumped right in and got my FFA jacket, and I was so it was so hard earned because I'd spent, you know, 2-3 years wanting to have that so much, wanting to be an FFA even when I was in the 8th grade and was still in 4-H, and I continued 4-H through my high school years as well, but I really wanted FFA. And when I finally got in, of course, they let us go and judge ornamental horticulture. So I was on the OH judging team, but what I really wanted to do was livestock. Once they let us in ag classes, then I could be on the livestock judging team. And they'd never had a horse judging team, but I formed one. So we got to go to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo for the state finals for horse judging. And we had a great experience, and we were competitive enough. But it was a great experience. And interestingly, my husband, who happens to work for Purina Mills, is one of the judges every year for the FFA proficiencies competitions. So he comes home every year and tells me after he judges that he says, I have no worries about the future when I see these young people that are standing in front of me telling me what they've done. He said, we are in good shape. And I believe that 100%. What a great program.
Well, Junie, between you and your husband both, is there any advice that you give to these young folks that are trying to get involved in agriculture right now?
Yeah. Go to school, get an education, and also get a practical education by going out and doing those things, because right now is the time to learn those skills from your parents or from whoever will let you. You know, I was the kid starting out showing horses. My parents were working class farmers. We didn't do things like, you know, buy horses. And so if I wanted to go to a horse show, I had to train a horse to do whatever it was I wanted to do. But I did that by apprenticing where I could and taking on what I could and taking advantage of college programs. And we have so many opportunities to do those things. You just have to put down the other activities like going to the mall and doing some of those other things and just concentrate on those things, because these are important skills that will carry us through our lives. And I'm so glad now, looking back, I look at the kids. When I was going to horse shows as a kid and as a teenager, I look at the kids whose parents bought them everything, and none of them are showing now. None of them even have horses anymore. And they go, oh, yeah, I wish I could still do this. I just can't afford it. And I think, well, you can't afford it because you never got used to paying for it yourself. And so when I see what's going on with the FFA programs, with the proficiency awards, and knowing that these young people are entrepreneurs and they're investing in their own businesses and growing them over a period of years, I am so proud that I was also kind of by nature of where I was born, kind of also forced into that same mentality to do for yourself. And it can be done. We can all figure out how to do the things we want to do. And I'm very, very proud now when I see anyone wearing an FFA jacket. I know they've put in some time, and they can be very proud of what they've done.
Well, Junie, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Junie Fisher, our guest on FFA Today.